Nationwide Children's Hospital is expanding its efforts to improve housing for nearby neighborhoods. It's all part of the hospital's goal to better health outcomes. The next step is reaching areas further away from its location. Some residents say more help is needed, but they're skeptical how much hospital efforts can stave off gentrification. The Driving Park neighborhood sits east of downtown Columbus and south of busy Livingston Avenue. Some residents remember the area filled with neighbors who took care of their property and cared for their children. Today, some say too many homes sit vacant or developers buy them up, restore them, and sell them for more than current residents can afford. Longtime resident Beverly Barrett lives on Lily Avenue and has heard promises of renewal before.
My thoughts is it's piecemeal. My question is, what are they going to do with the people they're displacing? They displaced the people from Main Street and brought them over to Livingston, where they do their trade on our street. They are now living in our area, walking our streets, making our homes dangerous.
Residents like Barrett and business people working with several community groups pushed for Driving Park to get attention from Nationwide Children's Hospital. Over the past 10 years, the hospital and its public and private partnerships have invested over $22 million to improve housing in areas closer to the hospital. Over 300 homes so far have undergone renovations. Angela Mingo is Director of Community Relations at the hospital.
We know that if families and children are in safe, decent housing, they can then begin focusing on their health needs.
Children's recently released a study it conducted on the neighborhood improvements, showing it can lead to better health. In the Southern Orchards neighborhood, gun violence, high infant mortality, and high asthma rates dominated. The hospital took on the neighborhood as sort of a patient by talking with residents about issues and renovating vacant and declining homes. The study found that improvements encouraged children to play outside again. The vacancy rate dropped from more than 25% to 6%. Homicide rates fell to zero last year, while high school graduation rates continued climbing.
We want to make sure that we take on a role where we are helping families to maintain their residency in this neighborhood. We don't want families to be placed out of this neighborhood because of all the good that's happening. And that's why the affordable housing model is so important, that we have below market rate housing for families who want to be here, who are already here, and who want to stay.
Mingo says about $20 million for affordable housing will be available for loans and grants.
The Affordable Housing Initiative, Healthy Homes, will spread north to Livingston Avenue, east to Alum Creek. We will be heading south to Marion Road, and Parsons Avenue is our western boundary.
The aim is to improve up to 170 housing units. Rents will be lower than market rate at $600 to $850 a month.
One by CareCare, there's one by Centonics.
Livingston Avenue business manager Brian Willis says better housing must include better jobs.
I think it's a good thing if it's inclusive of the people that live in the neighborhoods that still don't have jobs. So they need to somehow include those people.
On the south side, Kevin Boulding is restoring a duplex for his company, Karima Homes. He got the job through a hospital-organized bidding process. He wants to get more work from the renovation program and hire more local residents.
I'd like to be able to do at least two to three a year. So, I mean, it's going to be a tremendous amount of work. You know, I'm sure it's going to be competitive bidding, but all I can do is get in here and try to get my part.
Boulding says he takes pride in turning around rundown neighborhoods.
My thing, and what kind of excited me about this, was being able to help the community.
Mustafa Shabazz is president of the Livingston Avenue Business Association. He says the Driving Park community wants to play more of a role in its own improvements.
Our goal is to make it historical, is to preserve it, but it's also to keep the rent in check so that the ordinary working person can be able to live near the city where all the resources are.